Living Emunah, number 6, Perfect Timing. The 11th century classic Torah work, Chovat HaLevavot, Duties of the Heart, writes in Shah Bitachon, the chapter on trusting in Hashem, that Hashem never takes his mind, as it were, off us, not even for a second. He knows everything about every details of our lives. He knows precisely what we need, and he plans the salvation that we need long before we ever know about the problem. When we look back and see how Hashem was planning and working behind the scenes, we receive so much encouragement and inspiration. We're reminded that He is with us at all times and is constantly looking out for us. This past Moitzei Tisha B'Av, the night right after the fast of Tisha B'Av, a rabbi from our community woke up at 3:30 a.m. with chest pains. He woke his wife, and they were uncertain whether he was just experiencing indigestion or if perhaps this was something serious. Just to be safe, they decided to call Hatzalah. They were renting a home in Lakewood for the summer, and they didn't have the number for the Lakewood division of Hatzalah. However, the wife saw that on the phone, staring her right in the face, was the word Hatzalah next to the speed dial button. She called and asked that they send someone, adding that this was not an emergency, and sirens shouldn't be sounded so as not to wake the neighbors. The rabbi went downstairs to wait for the knock on the door, and within 30 seconds, Hatzalah members along with paramedics were at the door. They brought with them a special high-tech machine that tests the heart, and they detected that the rabbi was in the midst of a massive heart attack. Then, suddenly, the rabbi lost consciousness. He had no pulse, and he seemed lifeless. The paramedics switched a button on the machine and immediately began shocking his heart. Thankfully, they were able to bring him back to consciousness. It turned out that the rabbi had, at that moment, suffered the most severe type of heart attack. The LAD artery, the left anterior descending artery, was fully blocked. This artery is nicknamed the Widowmaker, because if it becomes blocked, this causes a massive heart attack that generally leads to sudden death. The only way the rabbi could be saved was by being shocked immediately at the time of the heart attack. The Hatzalah members reported that they had never before succeeded in bringing someone back after that kind of heart attack. Moreover, this kind of heart attack is very difficult to detect. The rabbi's symptoms were not signs of a heart attack. The paramedics were able to detect it only because they had with them a special machine, which was then able to immediately start shocking the heart. If they hadn't detected the heart attack with this machine, they would have started CPR and the rabbi would have died. The amazing thing about this story is that Hatzalah vehicles are never equipped with this special machine. They have defibrillators, but not detectors. Why did the Hatzalah volunteers have that detection machine with them? And why were they so close to the rabbi's house at 3:30 in the morning so they could get to the rabbi's door within 30 seconds of receiving the call? So during the previous day, Tisha B'Av, the rabbi's wife viewed the Chofetz Chaim Heritage Foundation video and was very inspired. She committed herself to putting into practice the message she learned from the video, the message of being forgiving and being willing to overlook things for the sake of peace. At 1:30 a.m., 2 hours before the husband's heart attack, the woman received a text message that upset her and could have potentially caused a major dispute. She immediately gave in for the sake of peace and didn't make any issue of the matter at all. She later said that perhaps Hashem gave her this opportunity to earn the merit she needed to save her husband. After the husband's heart attack, she called the Chofetz Chaim Heritage Foundation to thank them for the inspiring video and told them about her husband's heart attack. The person on the other line enthusiastically informed her that there was much, much more to this story. That person's brother-in-law is a member of Lakewood Hatzalah Division, and on the morning of Tisha B'Av, he received a call from his son's sleepaway camp that his son's blood pressure had dropped drastically, the result of an infection that harmed his heart. The clinic where his son was treated wanted to transfer him to a nearby hospital, but the father asked that the diagnosis be emailed to him so he could show it to his doctor. His doctor saw the diagnosis and determined that the condition was quite serious. The boy, he said, needed to be transferred as soon as possible to the Children's Hospital in Philadelphia. The clinic refused to transport the boy so far when there was a hospital nearby. So the father, who drove the Hatzalah ambulance, decided he would pick up his son and bring him to Philadelphia. It would take him 3 hours to get to the camp, and then 4 hours to reach Philadelphia. His doctor instructed him to bring special heart equipment along with him and a team of paramedics in case they were needed along the way. This is how the special machine, which was ultimately used to save the rabbi's life, ended up in an ambulance of Lakewood Hatzalah. After a full day of traveling, the ambulance and paramedics made their way back to Lakewood. Everyone was exhausted. They reminded the driver not to miss their exit, exit 89. But the driver somehow missed the exit anyway. He had to proceed to exit 91, get off the highway there, and then drive back. When they got off the highway at exit 91, they received the call about the rabbi. At that moment, they were just 20 seconds away from the house. They sensed that this was Min HaShamayim, heaven sent, as they'd reminded the driver to get off at the right exit, but he missed it. Despite the fact that the call didn't sound urgent, they nevertheless brought in the entire team of paramedics along with the special equipment. It was used the second it was needed. So many things had to happen for the rabbi's life to be saved. He woke up, the phone number was on the phone, and a Hatzalah vehicle with a team of paramedics and the exact equipment the rabbi needed happened to be practically at his doorstep at 3:30 a.m. Hinei lo yanum v'lo yishan shemei Yisrael. Hashem never sleeps and is always watching over us to protect us. After this incident, the owner of the Lakewood home, which the rabbi and his wife were renting, phoned to see if the rabbi was all right. The rabbi's wife thanked her for having Hatzalah's number saved on the phone. "Wow," the woman said, "that's my old phone. I actually had a new phone system put into the house. But then I thought, you know what, I'll bring it back to my house. And so I found this old phone in the cupboard and I plugged it in." The new phone didn't have Hatzalah's number on it. Hashem was planning this salvation months in advance. Also, it turned out that the boy in the sleepaway camp was misdiagnosed, and his problem had nothing to do with his heart. Baruch Hashem is recovering nicely. We are so fortunate that we have Hashem taking care of us at all times and working to solve our problems well before we even know about them.